This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Would it help if Untishuk danced more? Last time on Culture Files, Steve Volk told us about how dance might help to rethink our world. And tonight we meet Volk's frequent collaborator, choreographer Michael Kleon, who's recently been embedded in the machines of government, observing the day-to-day choreography of the legislature. Now, his time there has led to a new work in which Kleon, a former artistic director of the now euthanized Dogda Dance Company, will dance for 5 hours daily in the Museum of Modern Art in Kilmainham. It's a kind of protest, he tells me. I spoke to him about where dance and government meet, but we began by talking about the demise of Dogda.
It obviously, like every crisis, you know, we can't hear that anymore nowadays, that it's also an opportunity. But I think it will take a couple of years maybe, or maybe 5 years, 10 years, to actually work that through. And I think there is something to be worked through in Irish culture to understand the closure of a major institution. And it's not the first time, obviously, that happened in Ireland. You know, there is an underlying pattern that it's there to build something up and then cut it down right to nothing. It's one of my first solo exhibitions. It's a small solo exhibition at IMA. I call it a choreographic exhibition because it's somewhere in between performance and dance and the philosophy of dance. There are two parts to this project, or two separate artworks that stand in relation to each other. One of it is called Silent Witness, and I've just finished that work. And it saw me being embedded in the Irish government. I mean, that's a bit tongue-in-cheek, embedded, whatever that means. I've been around the realms of government, which meant basically I was allowed to roam the offices to some degree, of course, not high security clearance, but more, you know, to a considerable degree. And I was very happy to take it in. And for me, that was an important work to start thinking, because I always thought choreography as a notion of governance. Because I always move people around, you know, as a choreographer in a traditional sense. And I'm fascinated how a state is organized, because we all carry the organization of the state in our own beings, in our own organisms. We are similarly organized like the state, and vice versa. The state obviously emerges out of us. So it's a strange kind of a transposition and a strange dialogue between the state organization and your own organization. So it was very close to my heart to actually go there.
I guess you don't dance around the corridors of power, though.
Absolutely not. I was actually wearing a suit, and I just looked like one of them.
So what did you discover?
Well, I could talk about many things that I discovered, or about the, you know, from a very traditional choreographic point of view, as in the movement and the movement language of people that is strongly reduced to a representative role. And no, you know, and cuts out very much the individual gestures, individual movement, and so on, as they're all representing so many people. So it's almost the closest, the smallest common denominator that they actually, their movement. And it's obviously a theatre. It's a governance or control has to dramatize itself. And so it dramatizes itself in a very specific way. And it was just fascinating to see these things. But it was also an exercise in sensing, in taking things in without actually rational thinking. The second part sees me dancing in one of the galleries, and I've never danced in public before. I'm obviously a choreographer, so I have always engaged with dance all my life, but I've been thoroughly unfit till about 9 months ago. I'm still not a dancer. I wouldn't call myself a dancer by any means.
You've got the wrong build to start with. You're a very tall man.
Yes, I'm very tall. I mean, nowadays, contemporary dance is much more forgiving. However, it's such a consummation of energy that it takes a certain kind of person who would want to do that, like sports. But at this point, it was just the right moment for me to do so. And I felt like I'm just old enough to do this. Because it's a very strange thing to dance in front of people. And I think, obviously, in government, that's what nobody would ever do, even though we would get so much more information out of these people. If the Taoiseach would actually start dancing while he speaks, you would actually get a complete different level of information out of them, how sincere their movement is, and you would see how rehearsed it is. But this information is not, should not be communicated. So it's very important that it's not communicated. Of course, it's not a linear story. You go and observe something and then you dance differently. That's not how it's going to be. But there is something, it sets these two pieces in a relational field that opens up a lot of questions, as in how does the state move if it would be a body, and how does that choreographer Michael Glean move as a body, and in a way that becomes then probably a subtle form of protest, my movement. And it's not a protest against the state at all. I understand, I can understand, I've got empathy why we are where we are at. But it's a saying something needs to happen, and it's a point of it's probably a start of something. I'm finally taking a stance. I'm actually going to start dancing. That's what I haven't done for so long and have avoided for so long. Let's just see what happens. It's not that again. It's not that linear. I don't think art can change things in that linear fashion unless you're very purposeful, but then it will only change it in that linear fashion, which might as well create other problems. The idea is that it's not changing in linear fashion, that you first have to enter the void, that you first have to say, okay, I don't know what's going on, and you have to share that not knowing in confidence with other people. Like, that other people get empowered or confident that it's okay to not know and to actually see what grows out anew.
I was talking there to Michael Clean, and he'll be dancing, Silent Witness, a Dancing Man, daily between noon and 5 p.m. until Sunday at IMA.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.